Thank you for that introduction.
谢谢刚才对我的介绍。
I think I didn't do much in hosting the SDN.
我想刚才有点言过其实，其实在招待那个短宣队的方面我做的并不是很多。
Yeah, because I think you guys prepare yourself very well.
我觉得你们自己准备得非常好。
So, I was lucky to meet you.
能够见到你们非常的荣幸。
Yeah. But I was really happy when I came here on yesterday.
我昨天来的时候我非常高兴。
It's a testament to your gracious host.
现在就是轮到你们能够非常的那个想照顾我们照顾的很照顾我非常好。
Pastor Mark picked me up in the airport.
马牧师首先从机场接我回来接我过来。
And he brought me to the hotel.
他把我带到旅馆里面。
He already checked in the hotel for me.
他已经在旅馆里面已经为我登记好了。
And so as I walked into the hotel room,
当我走进旅馆的房间的时候
，I was pleasantly surprised to see a big bouquet, a black basket of fruit and snacks.
我非常高兴的看见我的房间里面就一个篮子里面装了很多的丰盛的水果和小吃。
It was so well presented. I hesitate to even touch it, even unwrap it.
里面包那个吃的东西包装的非常好，我甚至不忍心把它打开吃了。
It's so wonderful for me to come here. I get the presidential treatment.
我来这儿，我简直像受到了总统的待遇一样。
So I think you guys should have more mission conferences.
我觉得你们还是越多开这样的那个宣教年会好。
My wife and I serve in Europe.
我师母和我是在欧洲侍奉。
And we serve with a mission organization called the Chinese Overseas Christian Mission.
我们侍奉的团体叫做华侨
基督教
华侨
布道
会。
It's a mission organization that we reach out to the Chinese diasporas in Europe.
这个布道会的主要任务是向在欧洲散居的那些华人传福音。
Now, as Pastor Ma introduced me, I used to teach at the University of Massachusetts for many years.
就像马牧师刚才介绍的，我以前曾经在麻州大学里面教了很多年。
Now, I haven't thought about mission for a long time.
我以前从来没有想过宣教这回事。
Now, but through short-term mission experiences,
但是通过各种短宣的经历。
I began to see the need of Europe.
我逐渐看到欧洲对宣教工作的需要。
So, I remember very vividly, after many years of struggle, that we are going to, go to Europe as a missionary.
我至今仍然记得我们经过很长时间的挣扎以后决定我们要到欧洲去做宣教工作。
And so, one morning, on a Saturday, I think.
有一个星期六的早晨，我想。
Now, my wife and I,
师母和我
with our two kids,
还有我们两孩子
we got together,
我们一起来到一起
and we decided to tell them that mom and dad has decided to go to join COCM as a missionary.
这样我们想告诉孩子就是父母要到欧洲去这样参加基督教华侨布道会。
So, we told my daughter at the time was not even 10 years old. She was, I think, 8 and a half or 9, somewhere around there.
当时我们跟她讲这个消息的时候，我想我的女儿还没有到10岁，可能是8岁或者9岁，大概在这个年龄之间。
So she looked at me wide-eyed, big-eyed, asking me three questions.
她睁大了眼睛问我三个问题。
She said, why Europe?
她首先第一个问题，为什么到欧洲去？
The second question she has is, why us?
第二个问题是为什么我们要去？
Why we need to go?
为什么我们非得去？
And then the third question she has is, why now?
为什么第三问题是为什么现在去？
Now that's an interesting three questions. I think actually a lot of other people ask us.
我想这三个问题也是很多其他人会问到的问题，是非常有意思的问题。
As I start to share with other people,in the church, my relatives, my family, and many other people in the States.
当我在美国在教会里边和家庭里面的成员或者别的朋友在分享我们的看见的时候。
And I think those three questions people ask.
这三个问题也是人们常常所要问的问题。
So what I think I want to share with you throughout this conference.
所以我想在这次的年会里面，我要跟大家分享的是。
I want to share with you these three questions.
我要跟大家分享就是这关于这三个问题的。
And attempt to answer it. Why Europe?
就是要回答这三个问题，为什么是欧洲
？And then why us?
为什么我们要去
？And then why now?
为什么现在要去
？Why Europe?
首先，为什么是欧洲？
I don't think the PowerPoint's working.
好像那个 PowerPoint 仍然不工作。
Can I control it here?
我从那儿可以控制吗
？Yeah.
I can see it works. Probably not.
There we go. This、
okay.
is good. Yeah. So, let me just oops. There we go. Let me just read a scripture with you.
首先给大家念段经文。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 23.
马太福音四章二十三节。
Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people.
耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。Still not working.
Yeah. Freezing.
冻住了。
You know what they say about PowerPoint?
你知道大家关于 PowerPoint 说的话吗
？You heard of saying the power corrupts.
大家听说过权力腐败。
PowerPoint corrupts absolutely.
PowerPoint 全 PowerPoint 因为也有权力这个字，是完全的腐败，完全的败坏。
So, Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
It talks about Jesus walked throughout the land.
他讲到耶稣走遍了加利利。
And he began teaching.
他开始教训人。
And he sees different people.
他看见各种各样需要的人。
If you look at the book of Matthew, from chapter 4 to chapter 9, it's sort of like a bookend of a big chunk of text.
如果大家读马太福音从第四章到第九章的话，这里边有一大堆的信息。
Now, chapter 4 is when you begin when Jesus began the teaching.
第四章是讲耶稣开始教训别人。
So from chapter 4 verse 23 on, you talk about you see the whole text of Jesus going around in different parts, teaching the truth, preaching the gospel, including the beatitudes.
从第四章二十三节开始，大家就可以看到耶稣走遍加利利的各个地方，开始教训人，传天国的福音，甚至包括登山宝训。
Now, and then you see how Jesus.
This is. 然后就讲到耶稣。
Not reacting to me.
没有反应。Can we use a laptop?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hear the story of Jesus healing the sick.
然后大家就看见有关耶稣给医治病人的故事。
With men with leprosy.
包括长大麻风的。
Paralytics.
瘫子。
And the blind.
还有瞎子。
And then you have the story of him kind of calming the storm.
还有耶稣斥责风浪。
So,He keep on doing a lot of ministry on earth.
他在地上做了很多很多的事工。
And another, driving out demons.
还有赶鬼。
So when you come to chapter 9, verse 33.
等到了第九章，35节。
It's sort of a repeating of that same text.
所以这35节这里讲的东西跟前面又是好像又有重复了。
So, Verse 35 says, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. And then let me read the next couple of verses. Verse 37 says, "Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.'"
在这里，大家看经文第九章三十五节开始，有好几节。前面是好像和前面我们刚才看的第四章的有点很一样，都重复的。耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Okay, I am going to do the chop. Alright, now I heard the last mission person when he speak, and there's no remote control. So he did this chop to sign, to give a sign for people to control the power. So I'm gonna abandon it. I'm gonna change the way. If you can look in my hand, I say next.
我现在就改变这个。
Right. Okay.
我做手势，我做一个手势，披斧的动作，你就翻页。
Yeah.
现在行了。
Yeah. So let's go for the next one.
好，再看下面。
Yeah. So you know, having said that, you know that Bible text, right? It's important for us to know when Jesus was on earth.
啊，刚才我们读了圣经里面的有关的经文。那我们首先要知道，耶稣在地上行走的时候。
Now he went through different parts of his environment.
他在他当时的那个环境里面去了很多很多的地方。
He saw people.
他看见各样的人。
He saw a lot of people.
他看见很多的人。
And a lot of people were in trouble.
很多的人都有困难，困苦
流离。They were sick.
有病的。
They were demon possessed.
他们有的人被鬼附了。
So he had compassion upon them.
所以耶稣就怜悯他们。
So he began healing them.
所以耶稣就开始医治他们。
He began chasing out the demons from them.
甚至给他们赶鬼。
And he began to teach them the truth of the kingdom.
然后教训他们，教导他们有关天国的真理。
So one very very important thing about mission.
所以宣教工作的一个最重要的一部分。
Is you got to go and see.
首先你要去要看。
You gotta go and see the people.
首先你要去看看人。
Step out of your environment.
要从你的环境里面走出来。
Go out of this church doors.
然后从教会里面走出来走向世界。
Quit feeling too comfortable here.
不要在自己的安乐窝里边。
Get out of here and see.
走出去看。
See what's happening out there in the world.
看外面的世界到底是怎么回事。
So why Europe?
为什么是欧洲呢？
One of the things why we chose Europe.
首先我们为什么选择欧洲
It's because of this.
是因为这样。
This guy.
是因为这个人。
Now this is a young man.
这是个年轻人小伙子。
You see him, maybe like one of your youth group guys.
也是这个小伙子就跟在座的年轻青年团体。
With a hoodie.
他戴了这样一个帽子。
He's playing drums, right?
喜欢打鼓。
Now he is a when I first met him, he was barely 15 years old.
当我第一次遇见他的时候，他刚刚十五岁。
It was in one of our short-term mission trips.
是在我们一次短宣里面。
Back then, I was still a teacher at the University of Manchester.
那时候我仍然是麻州大学的教授。
So I went to UK.
我当时到英国去了。
Just like one of the short-term missions.
就像在座的刚才大家所提到的英国的短宣一样。
In one of the conferences.
在一次会上
I was the speaker.
我是这个会上的讲员。
So I saw this guy.
所以我就看见这个小伙子。
His mother was a single mother.
他的母亲是单身母亲。
When I first met him, he was playing drums like hiding in the corner of our conference room.
我第一次看见他的时候，他当时躲在那个会议的那个角落里边在打鼓。
He was kind of being rebellious, playing drums really loud.
他好像那个时候非常反叛，所以敲鼓的声音非常响。
So as I carry on a conversation with him,
当我跟他进行对话的时候
I found actually he's very, very deep thoughtful guy.
我突然发现也许他其实他是一个内心非常深思深的人。
Maybe it's because he's rebellious nature that nobody wants to talk to him.
也许是因为他非常反叛，所以没有人愿意跟他讲话。
Or maybe the drum was just too loud.
也许是当时那个鼓本身是太响。But
as I carried a conversation with him,
当我跟他谈话的时候,
he began to ask a lot of deep questions about faith.
他开始问我很多有关信仰的问题。
Kind of draws me with him.
所以让我就深深的被他吸引。
So I had a long conversation with him.
我跟他谈了很长时间。
I found out he's really, he wants to talk to people.
我就发现他其实很愿意和别人说话。
He wants to know why there's a God.
他想知道为什么说是有神。
And which God?
为什么是一个伟大的神?
Which God is
God? Which God 是一个什么样的神?
So, you know, he deeply is in need of truth.
他心里边是寻求真理的渴望非常强烈。
And then I found out he came to UK with his single mother.
然后我就知道他和他的单身的母亲一起来到了英国。
His mother, he's from northeast China.
他是从中国东北来的。
Now, 沈阳。
沈阳是沈阳，这个城市叫沈阳。
His parents divorced in China.
他的父母在中国离婚了。
His mother wanting to kind of place a new career took him. And moved to UK to work.
他的母亲想过一个新的生活，所以就带着他一起来到了英国。
When they arrived in UK,
当他们来到英国的时候,
his mother had to work very hard.
他的母亲必须要辛苦的工作。
So he basically was neglected.
所以他就常常受到忽略。
So he needs to kind of take care of himself.
所以他也常常要自己照顾自己。
That's when his rebellious nature started.
所以这是为什么他显得非常的反叛。
One of the churches invited him to this conference.
其中有一个教会邀请他到这个大会上来。
That's how I got to know him.
所以我就有机会认识他。
4 years ago when I moved to UK.
4年前我到英国去的时候。
And one day I received a phone call.
有一天我接到一个电话。
I was just driving on M1, one of the highways.
我当时我在车上开，在 M1那个高速公路上开车。
And I got this phone call from my mobile phone.
所以我从手机里边接到一个电话。
And that's him.
就是他打来的。
He said, Pastor Lu, I want to talk to you.
他说，吕牧师，我要跟你谈谈。
I said, I'm driving. Can you wait?
我说我在开车，你能不能等一下？
He said, No, I cannot. I got to talk to you.
他说我不能等，我现在就要跟你谈。
I said, Okay. Let me park my car and then talk to you.
我就说好，让我先把车停下来，然后跟你谈话。
So I parked my car on the roadside.
所以我就把车停在路边。
So I started talking to him.
然后跟他谈话。
And he said, Pastor Lu.
他说吕牧师。
Guess what?
你说你猜猜。
I want to get married.
我想结婚。
He was not even 20 years old.
他当时还没有20岁，还不到。
So he wanted to get married.
他想结婚了。
I said, wait a minute.
我说等一下。
Who's this girl? Do I know her?
那你说结婚的那个女的是谁？我认识她吗？
Turned out I do know her.
后来发现我是认识那个女的。
They have been dating for a while.
他们已经谈恋爱就谈了一段时间了。
And he wants to get married.
他就想结婚了。
I said, no, you gotta wait.
我说你时间太早了吧。
I began to kind of give him a little counseling lesson.
然后我就开始跟他做一些咨询工作、辅导工作。
High school yet?
你那个高中还没读完呢。
And you need to go to work.
你首先要有份工作啊。
You cannot be independent yet. How can you marry?
你自己还不能独立，你怎么能结婚呢？
I said no. I got to get married. If I don't, I will sin.
他说我 I would what?
I got to get married. If I don't, I will sin.
I will sin.
I will commit.
Oh, I will sin. Okay, 我必须结婚。如果不结婚的话，我就要犯罪了。
So, you know, oh, I said, no, let me talk to you.
然后说你再等一下，让我好好跟你谈谈。
Well, so I spent about 3 hours.
我就花了大概3个小时时间。
Until the phone's battery went out.
一直谈到我的手机里面的电池都没了。
Trying to convince him not to get married.
一直想说服他现在不是结婚的时候。
Actually, what the reason he wants to call me is he wants me to officiate for him.
其实他给我打电话的原因是让我跟他证婚。
I said, no, I cannot do that.
我说还不行，我不能做这件事情。
So this is one of the reasons why Europe.
这就是为什么我们要到欧洲去。
There's a lot of young people like that.
有很多像这样的年轻人。
Go another one. This guy.
还有这个小伙子。
This guy is also from China.
这也是从中国大陆来的。
He went to the University of Dundee in Scotland to study master's degree.
他是到苏格兰当地大学，叫Dundee大学，是读硕士学位。
Now this is a picture of him in one of the famous sites in Scotland.
这张照片是在苏格兰一个非常有名的景点照的。
The Loch Ness exhibition center.
就是尼斯怪湖，尼斯怪湖啊，尼斯湖怪那个地方。
Yeah.
听说过吗？像个龙一样的。
Yeah. So I'm translating for him. The Loch Ness monster was there. So there's a lot of students like that, and master students studying UK because the master's degree is very short, 1 year.
啊，因为很多像这样的来大陆来的年轻人到英国就是读一个硕士学位，因为硕士很好读，只要花一年时间。
So he studied in Scotland.
他在苏格兰读书。
One of our missionaries who served in Scotland helped him.
我们有一个宣教士是在苏格兰侍奉的，所以就帮助了他。
So there's once I visited our missionary and met him.
啊，当我去到苏格兰去拜访我那个宣教士的时候，就碰见了这个小伙子。
Now he is one of the typical after 80s generation.
他是典型的八零后小伙子。
You have heard that term after 80s?
大家听说过什么叫八零后吗
？Right. So the characteristic of this group is they're single child.
啊，是这样的孩子，典型的是家里边独生子。
Now he was.Spoiled at home.
在家里边已经娇生惯养了。
He had no brothers and sisters.
没有兄弟姐妹。
So somehow he doesn't know how to communicate with people.
所以他也就不知道和别人如何打交道。
When I first met him, he confessed to me.
当我第一次跟见到他的时候，他对我承认。
He said, Pastor Henry, I have no friends.
他说，吕牧师，我连朋友都没有。
I always make enemies.
但是我倒是敌人倒是很多。
Even my roommates, they hate me.
所以就是我的同事的室友都恨我。
They're all my classmates, they don't like me.
他都是我们的同班同学，可是他不喜欢，他们不喜欢我。
As I speak with him more and more,
当我不断跟他谈话的时候
，I begin to realize why.
我就开始意识到为什么。
When whatever he says,
不管他说什么
，Even if it's very normal, he's like,
尽管是很正常的一种话题，
就带刺儿啊。
He speaks with kind of thorns in his words.
How do you say that? You know, every sentence he talks out is just like thorns. You know?
Every sentence that he uttered out is bitter with thorns.
Yes. So I say, okay, no wonder nobody's your friend.
So 我就说怪不得你没有朋友。
Now I don't blame him.
所以我说不能怪你啊。
Because he grew up in that situation.
因为你是在这样的环境里面长大的。
He doesn't have any skills.
你就没有和别人打交道的那种技能。
Praise the Lord, he believed in Christ.
感谢主，他信耶稣了。
Just this past month.
就是过去的一个月里面。
As I was getting ready to travel to U.S. for conferences.
当我正要准备到美国来准备宣教参加大会的时候。
He finished his degree. He studied volunteer in COCN Center for 1 month.
他当时已经完成了他的学历，然后自愿到华侨布道会里面去服侍一个月。
And we sent him back to China.
我们把他送回到中国。
He's now back to China in Tianjin.
他现在在中国天津。
And then he wrote a weekly devotional messages back to us.
他每周都写每周的那个灵修笔记给我们。
It's only been 3 weeks.
只有三个星期。
He wrote 3 devotionals.
他已经写了三篇灵修笔记。
And he's becoming one of our missionaries in China.
他已经成了我们的宣教士，在中国。
Because he was involved, he's beginning to get involved in the local church.
他已经开始和当地的地方教会开始打交道。
He's trying to bring his parents to church.
他想把他的父母带到教会里边去。
He's trying to bring his not so friendly friends to church.
他要把那些跟他不太好的那些朋友也要带到教会里边去。
He's a completely changed man.
他已经是完全改变了一个人。
And this is the kind of people we have in UK now.
这就是英国我们所有的。
Many of them go back to China.
很多人都回到中国去了。
Next. This person, I want you to see.
这一个人我也想让大家认识一下。
And we call her, the little monkey.
我把她叫小猴子，小猴。
Yeah.So she's the one with the victory sign.
她就是那个举那个 V 字形的那个那个。
I want you to this is the occasion when she was getting baptized.
啊，当时是她要受洗了。
Next.
下一张。
Now this is the. I want you to pay attention to her, especially to her glasses.
大家再仔细看她戴的眼镜。
Now she is one of those people also after 80 group.
她也是属于那种80后的孩子。
Now, when I talk to her about her eyeglasses,
当我跟她谈到过她的眼镜是怎么回事的时候
She told me the story of how she used to shop in one of the poshest places in London.
她告诉我也是在伦敦
posh
Posh. Like, oh, posh. Ah, London 贵族贵贵族伦敦贵族 posh. Yeah, yeah.
I'm becoming English now.
伦敦贵族区里边怎么可以让人大吃惊呢？
Oxford Street.
Oxford Street 就是牛津街。
She told me she used to go to shop.
她说她在那边去血拼。
She would see those bags, ladies' bags, very nice ladies' bags.
她就看见那种女士手提包。
Some of them are thousands of pounds.
要好几磅才能买一个。好几英镑啊！好几千英镑。
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's The LV, right?
那个那是 Louis Vuitton 那个 LV 包。
Really expensive.
非常贵。
And she tell me stories, you know, when she see a bag she likes, she will call home.
她说她在跟我讲，哎，看见她那个喜欢的包，就打电话给家里。
She call home where? In China.
她就给中国的家里面打电话。
And she call her dad.
她就跟她爸讲。
And she will say, Daddy, can I buy?
她说爸爸，我能买吗？
And normally her father would let her buy.
通常是他父亲会让他买。
So the eyeglass, he comes the glass, right?
他戴的这副眼镜。
Now this is a really expensive glass.
是一副非常贵的眼镜。
It's a Chanel glass.
是个香奈儿眼镜。
So I wouldn't even dare to guess how expensive it is.
我都不敢猜到底要花多少钱。
So I joke with her.
我就我跟开玩笑说。
I need glasses.
就是我也需要眼镜。
But I've never, you know, touched a glass. That expensive.
但是我手里从来没有碰到过那么贵的一副眼镜。
That's her.
这就是她。
Yeah. But this is the kind of generation we're facing.
这就是我们所面对的那一代人。
And this is the generation we see a lot in UK.
这就是我们在英国看见的很多像这样的人。
Today.
今天。
Today, in UK.
今天在英国。
We have 80,000 to 100,000 Chinese students.
我们在英国有8万到10万左右的中国学生留学生在那儿。
That's just in UK alone.
就是英国。
Every year there's 80,000 to 100,000 Chinese students.
每年有8万到10万左右的留学生来。
Many of them are just like the cases I told you.
很多人就像我们刚才所介绍的几位年轻人一样。
They need God.
他们需要神。
They need Jesus Christ as their life direction.
他们需要耶稣基督来指引他们人生的方向。
Now, in Manchester City,
在曼彻斯特市
，this is part of Northern England,
是英国的北边。
There's about 5,000 to 7,000 Chinese students every year coming to that.
每年有5000到7000左右的中国留学生到那儿去。
There's a little university called Middlesex University north of London.
在伦敦的北面有一个小小的大学叫 Middlesex 大学。
That school is what we call a little college here.
其实就是一个小学院。
Now that university every year.
这个大学每年。
Every summer.
每年的夏天。
300 students come in.
有300个学生来。
Just to study language.
就是来学语言。
So this is the kind of students that we meet every year in UK.
也就是这就是我们在英国每年所遇到的这样的学生。
Next.
下面一张。
These students.
这些学生
，most of them cannot stay in UK.
他们当中绝大部分人是不可能在英国待下来的。
They will go back to China.
他们早晚要回到中国去。
And this is why the strategic mission field of Europe is so important.
这就是为什么欧洲宣教的策略是那么重要。
You and I who study in USA.
你和我现在今天坐在美国。
Most of us came to study.
很多人都是留学来的。
And most of us stayed here.
很多人都留下来了。
Because this is a land of plentiful.
因为这是一个丰富的土地。
Many opportunities.
有很多的机会。
We can stay here.
我们可以待在这儿。
We can find job here.
我们可以在这儿找到工作。
But in UK and Europe.
但是在英国，在欧洲。
Most of these students will have to go back to China.
很多的学生都要回到中国去。
When they go back to China.
他们回到中国以后。
They will become like one of those brothers in Scotland.
他们就像那个在苏格兰的那个弟兄一样
，They will become our little missionaries back to China.
就变成我们的一个宣教士在中国。
They will begin to influence China.
他们开始影响中国。
So they are becoming China changers.
他们就变成影响中国的影响因子。
This is why it's important.
这就是为什么欧洲宣教那么重要。
I ask you, some of you probably came from China.
我在座的有些人可能是从中国大陆来的。
This year we're celebrating the 90 years anniversary of.
今年我们庆祝90年的周年，什么东西的90年？
We should know.
我应该知道，双十节。
China's Communist Party.
哦，中国共产党。
Right? 90年。 建党90年。
Establishment of Chinese Communist Party, 90th anniversary.
Oh, guys, you guys stay here too long.
你们在这儿待的时间太长，都把它忘本了。
Yeah, yeah. Now, the founding fathers of Chinese Communist Party.
那些当初建党的那些人呢？
Founding fathers.
那些建党的人呢？
First generation Chinese Party leaders.
第一代的共产党领导人呢？
And I can just name a few for you.
我可以把他们叫出名字来。
You know Mao Zedong, right?
You know Mao Zedong.
He is, he's what we say, 土八路。
He is just like a provisional warlord.
He didn't even go outside of China very many times.
他从来没有走出中国以外的世界。
Until he became the president, the chairman, then he went to
Russia, yeah. 直到他当了主席以后，到俄国去了一次。
But other people like 朱德。
朱德。
Right?
朱德,
you guys, young people don't know him.
年轻人也许不认识。
He's the founding father of the Chinese People's Liberation Army.
他是中国人民解放军的开国开军是建军之父。
And Zhou Enlai, Premier Zhou Enlai.
Zhou Enlai.
He's one of the beloved.
Zhou Enlai. What? What?
Yeah, Zhou Enlai. Yeah.
Yeah, people said Chow Enlai.
Chow Enlai. Yeah. Okay. He's one of the most beloved premiers in China.
是在中国是最受人爱戴的总理。
And then Deng Xiaoping.
And then Deng Xiaoping.
He began the whole changing of China.
整个中国的改变就是他带来的。
Opening up China, right?
把中国给国门户开放。
Three key leaders of China.
三个重要的领导人。
朱德, when he was 20 years old, guess where he was?
那他20岁的朱德，你想他在哪？
Guess where he was?
France.
He's in Berlin.
Berlin, 在柏林。 是在柏林，德国。
Zhou Enlai, when he was about 20 years old, guess where he was?
周恩来20岁的时候在哪儿呢？
He is in Paris.
是在巴黎。
Yeah. 邓小平, when he was barely, when he was barely 15, the hoodie guy.
邓小平刚15岁的时候。
The hoodie guy, yeah?
Yeah, 这就是那。
Where was he?
他在哪儿？ 15岁的。
He is in Paris.
他也在巴黎。
The foreign minister of China today.
今天中国的外长。
Tiger Young.
President
Bush calls him Tiger Young.
Tiger Young. Yang
He studied in the London School of Economics.
他在伦敦经济学院读书。
There's a UK guy, right? So this is why it's important. These people will go back to China. They will become China changers.
他要变成改变中国的人。
Now, this is a picture of a group of construction workers.
这是一张建筑工人的照片。
They were working in Romania.
他们是在罗马尼亚工作。
So we had a church plant in Romania.
我们在罗马尼亚也有我们的教会的计划。
Just like your short-term mission team went to Hall.
就像你们的短宣队到Hall那个地方一样。
We have a church group in Romania, in Bucharest.
我们的短宣队也在罗马尼亚的布加勒斯特也有一个短宣队。
So one time I went over there and to visit some of the brothers and sisters.
有一次我到那边去看我们的弟兄姊妹。
And there are some construction workers in Eastern Europe.
在东欧有很多中国去的那个建筑工人。
There were 9 of them living in this construction quarters.
有9个人当时住在当时一个建筑工地里面。
So they became Christians through our church.
他们就通过我们的教会成了基督徒。
But the economy wasn't very good.
但是当地的经济不太好。
So the company folded.
所以那个公司垮了。
So they have to almost finish their job and leave.
他们当时就是要收拾一下就要走了。
Right before they left,
就在他们走以前,
we went to visit them.
我们正好去访问他们。
So I went to this their living quarter.
我们就到了他们的住所。
That's me in the middle.
当中是我。
And my brothers on the side.
我的弟兄在边上。
They're just like my hairstyle.
就他们的头发跟我一样。
I feel really close to them.
我跟他们觉得非常的亲近。
These people, they came from Jiangsu province.
他们是从江苏省来的。
Now, some of them from Henan province.
有些人是从河南来的。
They came to the Lord in Romania.
他们是在罗马尼亚认识神的。
So、when I visited them, they were, you know, they wanted to go home, but they couldn't at the time.
啊，当我去访问的他们时候，他们想家，想回家，但是又不能回家。
So I went over there. I brought my computer with me.
哦，当时我去的时候，就我带了一台那个电脑去了。
And the computer had this little dongle, so I have the internet service.
哦，是这个 computer 上面有 internet 那个接线。
I kind of see in their hearts they want to go home.
我可以看见他们心里面非常想家，想回家。
But they cannot at the moment.
但是他们当时还不能回去。
Aside from teaching them Bible.
啊，说除了跟他们教他们圣经以外。
I said, you know what? I can bring you home.
他说，我就告诉你，你是这样，我可以把你带到家里面去。
So、I took my computer out.
所以我就把计算机拿出来。
I started my Google Earth.
然后我就用 Google Earth, Google
you know,
地球。
So I navigate my Google Earth. I tell me where your hometown is. I can bring you there.
我就对他们说，你告诉我你们家在哪里，我就可以把你直接通过那个谷歌 Map, 谷歌地图带去。
So he's one by one they start telling me.
所以就有一个就跟我讲。
They start telling me, okay, my hometown is in what city?
哦，他说我的家是在某一个某某城市。
Navigate to that city.
所以我就通过谷歌 Map 然后就是来到那个的城市。
This is my village next to which river?
哦，这是我的村是在旁边有哪条河。
I navigate to that river.
然后我通过 Google Map 又走到他那个地方。
Here's my house next to which little street?
哦，这是我的房子旁边就是那些什么街。
I navigate to that street.
啊，通过 Google Map 又继续走到他那个。
Oh, that's my house next to that grove tree.
哦，最终他终于看见了他们自己的房子。哦，旁边还有一棵大树。
That's my neighbor's house.
哦，这是我邻居的房子。
Wow, so one by one they come.
哦，所以他们一个一个过来。
You can see in their hearts they want to go home.
你可以看见他们心里面非常想家。
You can see in their hearts they've been really tired of working too hard outside their home.
他们在外常年在外面工作，非常的累，他们非常。
You can see in their hearts they need love.
你可以看见他们心里面需要爱。
And this is the kind of people we're reaching out.
这就是我们去宣教的对象。
In Romania, you have
在罗马尼亚
a lot of the construction workers like this.
有很多像这样的建筑工人。
Now this kind of construction workers, they're different from all of us here.
他们的建筑工人跟我们在座的人当然不一样。
Many of them come from the, as a peasants.
他们来的时候他们是农民。
So when we go over there, we preach the gospel to them.
当我们去的时候跟他们讲福音的时候。
It's unlike what we do here.
和这里宣教不一样。
You know, here, you know, we have this, you know, the 进化论。
Right? Oh, here we have to talk about, you know, theory of evolution.
Evolution, you know, why there's a God and all that kind of very deep philosophical questions.
还要讲很多很多很多哲学方面的东西。
Now, over there, when you round them up, right?
在那儿你帮他们集结起来的时候。
Come, let's sing some songs.
给他们叫他们唱歌。
They just come surround you.
他们马上就过来，就围着你。
And you give them song sheets.
你给他们那个歌谱。
You can see they stand there and look for the song sheets.
他们然后就赶紧的仔细看那个歌曲。
When you ask them to sing,
让他们唱歌的时候。
They're not like us here.
他们和我们这儿不一样。
No, we barely able to raise a voice here.
我们的嗓子里面根本就发不出声音来。
Like we got to say, come on, sing louder.
我们在这里说，看唱响点。
Pastor Ian has to say, come on, sing louder.
马燕说要打使劲鼓大家唱响点。
Over there, you ask them to sing.
当在那儿你叫他们唱歌的时候
they will yell.
他们会扯着嗓子叫
they were deaf-toned, some of them.
好多人当然是五音不准五音不全
but doesn't matter.
那当然没关系
they will sing out from their hearts.
他们从心底里面开始唱
this is the kind of hunger they have.
这就是他们心里的饥渴
they're hungering for God.
他们对神的饥渴
now in Romania Bucharest
在罗马尼亚布尔首都布加勒斯特
there are many small business people.
有很多小企业业主
next.
下一章。
In there are other than the nine construction workers.
除了那九个建筑工人以外
，there are 300 shops in Bucharest.
在布加勒斯特有三百家店。
A lot of those shops are small business people.
这些店都是小企业业主开的，都是从中国来的。
So Bucharest becomes a distribution center for Chinese goods.
所以布加勒斯特成了中国国货到罗马尼亚的那集散中心。
Not just Romania.
不光是罗马尼亚。
Most part of Eastern Europe.
是绝大部分东欧的东。
And the Balkans.
都是这样，还有巴尔干。
So many Chinese came to Romania.
所以很多中国人来到罗马尼亚。
There are about 20,000 Chinese in Bucharest alone.
所以光仅在布加勒斯特这个城市里面就有两万个中国人华人
these people,
这些人
many of them have families,
很多人都有家
and they have their families at home in China.
他们的家都在中国
some of them are in China, they don't know Christ.
啊，他们家里中国的那些家属当然都不认识耶稣基督。
When we reach them in Romania,
当我们在罗马尼亚跟他们宣讲福音的时候
，we build church there.
当我们在那里建教会的时候
，we change their home.
我们把他们的家也改变了。
We change their home so they can become missionaries back in China too.
所以他们，因为他们可以回家成为我们的宣教士。
Not just that.
不仅是如此。
Because they set up shops in Romania.
因为他们在罗马尼亚开了很多店。
It affects their neighbors.
他们也会影响他们的邻居。
A lot of the shops in Romania, next shop is from someone from Turkey.
啊，他们的店是这样，每个店有的店旁边一个店就可能是土耳其来的。
Another from Bulgaria.
啊，另外一个店也许是保加利亚来的。
From the Balkans.
有的店也许从巴尔干来的。
From Lebanon.
有的店主是黎巴嫩来的。
Some of them are Muslims actually.
啊，有些店主也是可能是穆斯林。
So they become our witnesses in that area.
所以这些中国去的那些业主就成了我们的见证人。
We want to encourage them to become missionaries in that own environment.
所以我们就鼓励他们能够在他们自己工作的环境里面能够成为主的见证。
That's why Europe is more.
就为什么欧洲非常重要。
In Europe, there are many Chinese churches set up.
在欧洲有很多华人教会。
Now there's at least 200 Chinese churches.
至少有200家教会，中华人教会。
There's some smaller fellowships.
还有一些小的团体。
But many of them are becoming witnesses in their local areas.
很多教会都已经开始成了他们当地居民区里边的一个成了为主见证的一个教会。
But still very small, a lot of them.
但是非常小。
They need help.
他们需要帮助。
That's why Pastor Ma and other people went to Hall to support that church. It's a typical Chinese church.
这是为什么马燕带马牧师带的短宣队到了那个 Hall 那个地方去帮助当地的一家教会。
50 people, a church.
啊，一家教会典型的就是50个人。
They are not able to find a pastor yet.
他们还找不到牧师。
They have lower have elderly people.
他们有老人。
And they have younger people too.
他们还有很多年轻人，很年轻的人。
Second generation people.
还有第二代人。
You guys are so lucky to have Pastor Ma here and taking care of your youth.
啊，你们在这儿是非常荣幸，有马牧师带领照顾你们的年轻人。
In Europe, I can count in my hand.
在欧洲，我可以用手数出来一共有几个。
Of all those churches, Europe,
所有那些教会。
I can count in my five fingers.
我可以用五个手指把他们数过来。
The youth pastors there.
那里有青年牧师的青年事工牧师。
So there's the field is large. We need help.
所以宣教工厂非常大，需要帮助。
This is why Europe needs help.
这就是为什么欧洲需要帮助。
Now this is one of the picture of three young lady.
啊，这三个小姑娘啊。
The prettiest one is my daughter.
最漂亮的那个是我的女儿。
Guess which one is it?
大家猜猜是哪一个？是哪一个是她女儿
？This side, the far right hand side is my daughter.
是最右边的那个。
I couldn't resist but put this picture up so that you know.
我实在忍不住要把这个照片要切出来。
It's important to second generation.
让大家知道就是第二代对第二代宣教非常重要。
They grew up in places like America.
他们是不是像在美国这样的教育环境里面长大吗
？They grew up in places like UK.
他们在英国这样的环境长大。
They grew up in places like France, Germany, in Scandinavia.
啊，他们在法国、德国或者斯堪的纳维亚这种北欧这些国地方长大。
They speak the language of their local.
他们讲当地的语言。
But they need us to take them to Christ too.
但是他们仍然需要我们把他们带到主耶稣那儿去。
In their environment.
在他们的环境里面。
It's not what we think.
跟我们想象的不一样。
Let me show you this picture.
看这张图。
Now, some of you may recognize where that is.
有些人也许认出这是什么地方。
Can somebody tell me where this is?
谁能够告诉我这是什么地方吗？
And how many people have been to UK?
有多少人去过英国？
Oh, yeah, yeah. That lady over there. Do you know which one this is?
你知道这个那位。
Sorry, I didn't mean to single you out. Do you know what this is? No? You know, the prince and princess of UK now is Andrew and, no, William and Kate.
Right? Yeah, 那个英国的那个王子和、
right? Oh, by the way,
公主是 Andrew 和
their wedding is...
William and Kate.
William and Kate 这两个是公主叫Kate 对。
Yeah. And have you watched their weddings?
他们看见大家还记得不记得他们不久以前举行的婚礼？
Yeah. Well, I think I heard that people in U.S. Care about that more than people in UK.
我听见说，但美国人比在英国还要关心他们的婚礼。
Anyway, William and Kate went to a school in Scotland.
但长话短说，是William，就是那王子William和公主Kate，都是在苏格兰读书。
It's University of St. Andrews.
叫圣安纽大学。
So this is the a old church remnant in that city.
这就是当那个城市里边的那个老教会的老教堂剩下的一些遗迹。
I put up this picture.
我把这张照片贴出来。
Not just to say okay, there's a good tourist site you can visit.
不是告诉大家那里有一个好的旅游地点大家可以去看。
But to show you a church where really it looks beautiful once upon a time, but it's collapsing.
但是就要给大家看看，就是一个曾经在历史上非常辉煌的一个教会，现在已经完全垮了。
Europe is like that.
整个欧洲就像这样。
You ask me why Europe?
你问我为什么要到欧洲去？
Isn't Europe one of those earlier continents that missionary went to?
难道不是欧洲是最早有宣教士去的吗？
Isn't Europe, you know, where the place Apostle Paul went?
难道不是当时使徒保罗就是到欧洲去宣教的吗？
Isn't Europe the place where a lot of missionary came?
也不正是欧洲在历史上向外地派送了很多宣教士吗？
Why Europe?
为什么现在要回到欧洲去？
Today's Europe is not what you think.
因为现在的欧洲不是你所想象的欧洲。
Today, Europe has about 800 million people.
今天欧洲大约有8亿人口。
Out of the 800 million, about 2 million are Chinese.
这其中8亿里面有2亿人是中国人，是华人。
Now about, among all of these people,
Not 200 million, 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 200 里面。
800 million.
八亿人口里面有200万是华人。
So among all those Europeans,
在所有的这些欧洲人里边
，you go to the street of London.
你到那个伦敦的街上
，you grab a Caucasian people.
你随便抓一个白人
，you grab Jeff.
你 grab 那个 Jeff 牧师。
You say, I'm sorry, I have to single you out here.
不，没办法，我只能拿他做例子。
You say, you know, are you what you believe?
你问他，你信仰是什么
？And that person will tell you, I'm a Christian.
他们会说我是基督徒。
You tell them, oh, when was the last time you went to church?
你就问他，你最近一次到教会是什么时候
？He will say, oh, last Christmas I went with my parents.
他会说啊，去年的那个圣诞节我跟我父母去教会。
About 76% of the people in Europe.
欧洲的76%的人
will tell you the same story.
我会跟你讲同样的事。
Oh, my parents were Christians.
哦，我的父母是基督徒。
Oh, I must have went to church when I was little.
啊，我小时候也许去过教会。
Last Christmas I was there.
啊，去年的那次圣诞节我在那儿。
I don't know when I will go to church again.
啊，但是我不知道我会不会还要去。
Real born again Christians.
是真正的那些重生得救的基督徒。
Those Christians that has a relationship with Jesus Christ.
是真正和主耶稣基督有关系的。
Only about 1.5%.
只有1.5%。
All of Europe.
整个欧洲。
Everybody combined.
所有的人都加起来。
Only about 1.5 people are real born again Christians.
只有1.5%的人才是真正重生得救的基督徒。
You tell me why Europe?
所以你问我为什么要去欧洲
？I tell you, today in China.
我告诉你，今天在中国。
How many Christians are in China?
大家猜在中国有多少基督徒
？Right, China has 1.4 billion people.
中国有14亿人口，对不对
？Very conservative.
14亿人口不是基督徒啊。
Around that side, right?
大概。
So conservatively.
3000万。
Conservatively speaking.
啊，从保守的估计。
About 70 million Christians.
大概有1700万人。七千万呢。
This is very conservative.
这是非常保守的估计。
Somebody say even more.
有的人说还有更多。
I tell you, what's the percentage?
但是这个比例是多少
？What's the percentage? You guys know.
7000万，14万。
We all start last year, right?
5%。
5%. 5%.
5%。
You tell me, where is the mission field?
你告诉我现在的宣教工厂应该在哪儿
？Folks, I'm not saying China is not the mission field.
哦，但是我别搞错了，我不是说中国不是宣教工厂。
China is a mission field.
中国仍然是宣教工厂。
Mission is now from everywhere to everywhere.
啊，宣教工厂是不是从任何一个地方到任何地方
？But the moment I went to Europe.
但是一旦我踏上欧洲的土地以后
，as a short-term missionary.
作为一个短宣队员
，I saw people.
我看见人。
I saw.Chinese students.
我在那里看见中华人留学生。
I saw the new immigrants.
我看见新移民。
And more importantly,
更重要的是
，I saw Europeans.
我看见很多欧洲人。
They are not Christians.
他们还不是基督徒。
They are lost.
他们已经失丧。
They're lost.
他们失丧。
Folks, when Jesus walked around the towns and villages,
但像在耶稣基督当年在地上行走的时候，走遍各村各地。
And he saw people.
他看见各式各样的人。
He was interacting with them.
他就直接跟他们接触
he see in their eyes,
他看见从他们的眼睛里面看见
lives,
看见他们眼睛里面看见
they are lost,
他们已经失丧了
they are controlled by the world,
他们被世界所控制
they have no direction,
他们没有方向
they are heading towards eternal death,
他们的方向就是
永死 this is where Jesus had compassion upon them,
这就是为什么耶稣对他们要怜悯他们
he began teaching,
所以要给他们教导他们
He healed them.
医治他们
He chased out the demons.
为他们赶鬼
Break out the bondage.
破碎那样、so、那个捆绑
They can become God's people once again.
他们可以成为神的子民
This is why Europe is important.
为什么欧洲是重要的
Europe affects the world.
欧洲可以改变世界
Because a lot of people go to Europe.
因为很多人都到欧洲去
They go to study.
到那儿去留学，就像华人留学、中国留学生一样，到那儿去。
A lot of Arabs now go to Europe.
很多阿拉伯人也到那边去留学。
They intentionally immigrate to Europe.
还有很多人就是带着移民的目的去。
Europe is where brings studies. You know, a lot of higher academic institutions there.
欧洲是很多高等学府、很多思想界的人到那儿去的人。
A lot of the Eastern started in Europe.
很多东方人在那边去。
Marxism.
Marxism.Marxism 啊，马克思主义学家也到。
Communism
啊，共产主义学家也到那边。
A lot of the Eastern started in Europe.
很多欧洲东方来的人都到欧洲去学习。
Europe is an important battleground.
所以欧洲是一个非常重要的战场。
Europe affects the world.
欧洲影响整个世界。
This is where Europe is important.
所以为什么欧洲很重要
？Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness.When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
Yes. 耶稣走遍各城各乡在会堂里教训人宣讲天国的福音又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人就怜悯他们因为他们困苦流离如同羊没有牧人一般于是对门徒说要收的庄稼多做工的人少所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼
Today's Europe
今天的欧洲
is a mission field
是一个宣教工厂
If you say Europeans are far away
如果你说欧洲离我们太远
they're different from us
他们跟我们不一样
ButToday in Europe, there's a lot of our kinsmen, Chinese in there too.
但是今天欧洲有很多我们自己的同胞，有很多华人在那儿。
God sometimes uses us to see the needs of our kinsmen and then see beyond that.
神有的时候利用我们首先看到我们自己同胞的需求，然后再从同胞以外看见别人的需求。
When Paul was preaching the gospel around Asia Minor,
当使徒保罗在小亚细亚宣讲福音的时候
，He first went to the synagogues, preached to the Jews.
他首先去的是犹太会堂，跟犹太人讲道。
And then half them believed, half them did not believe.
其中有一半人信了，一半人不信。
And then he go to the Gentiles to preach to the Gentiles.
然后他对外邦人讲道。
So when we go to Europe,
所以我们到欧洲去的时候
，You will see people in need.
你们会看见有需要的人。
Romans chapter 9.
罗马书第九章
These two verses which is very deep in touching my heart.
有两节经文非常的深深的触动我
I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart for I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my people, those of my own race, the people of Israel.
我是大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛，为我的弟兄，我骨肉之亲，就是自己被咒诅与基督分离，我也愿意。
Paul feels the pain of his kinsmen.
保罗为他的同胞而伤痛。
He sees them.
他看见他们。
He sees them getting lost.
他看见他们的同胞，看见他的同胞失丧了。
He did not come back to Jesus.
他们不愿意来到耶稣基督那边来。
He prayed for them day and night.
所以保罗日夜为他们祷告。
Let me show you this picture.
再看这一张。
The picture, the handsomest guy is myself.
最英俊的是当然是我自己。
This picture means a lot to me.
但这张图片对我来说意义重大。
You can guess which one's me.
你可以看看猜猜哪张是他，哪一个是他。
This is
哪一个是吕牧师。
This is the picture where my three brothers and sister.
是我的兄妹三个人。
I'm the youngest of the three.
我是当中最小的。
My sister's oldest.
我的姐姐比我大一点。
My brother, middle.
是左姐最大，我的哥哥是当中。
I'm the youngest.
我是最小的。
And in 1978,
1978年的时候
we left China.
我们离开了中国。
And like a lot of you,
和在座的很多一样
I can see a lot of you here.
我也看见很多
And it's seeing that myself many, many years ago,
看见你们就像看见了我当年那样。
Maybe you come out from Hong Kong.
也许你是从香港来。
Maybe you come from Taiwan.
也许你从台湾来。
Doesn't matter.
没关系。
We all come from that place where we're born and raised.
我们都从我们当时的出生地，我们所成长的地方来。
I was born and raised in Xi'an, China.
我是中国西安长大。
And then when China was just barely starting to open, we left.
当中国门户刚刚开始有点打开的时候，我们就离开了。
I remember that time we don't know what's going on outside in the world.
那我记得那时候我们对外界的世界一点都不知道。
There was barely any news.
一点消息都没有。
And we have a few pictures.
我们只有几张图片。
Pictures of, you know, the high-rise buildings in Hong Kong.
就看见那个香港的高楼大厦。
So as soon as China is allowed, we began to move out.
所以一旦中国门户开放的时候，我们赶紧离开了。
We began to go out.
我们出去的时候。
We had that dream.
我们有带着一个梦想。
The dream of this wonderful place outside.
我们就对外界有充满了非常非常美好的梦想。
That we seek this place where it's finally going to give us hope.
我们就觉得那种地方会给最终会给我们带来希望。
I think all of us are like that.
我们想我们在座的很多人都是这样。
We seek the American dream.
我们当时到美国来是寻求美国梦。
So when we were out,
那我们出来的时候
when we getting ready to get out, at the time,it's not like the eight after 80s group nowadays.
我们当时出来的时候和现在80后出来的情况完全不一样。
Oh, it's Christmas, I'm going home.
他们80后说圣诞节到了我要回家了。
Next week, they will buy airfare to fly back to China, fly back immediately.
他们第二天他们一说中国马上第二天就买了机票马上就回去然后过了节以后又回来了。
At the time were different.
那时候我们和他们现在不一样。
We had to physically travel to Guangzhou from Xi'an.
我们那时候要出国，首先要从西安到广州。
And then from Guangzhou, we took a bus to Shenzhen.
然后从广州坐的公巴士，然后坐到深圳。
And I remember that time we had to travel so long to get to Shenzhen.
And I still, 我还仍然记得，就是那时候从广州到深圳要坐车要那么长时间。
You know, and then when you get to Shenzhen, right, you see 罗湖 on the other side.
到了深圳以后，你就看见对岸的那个罗湖。
That then there was a little bridge.
那时候有一条小桥。
That bridge called 罗湖桥。
It called 罗湖 bridge.
Yeah, that bridge is long.
这个桥非常的长。
There's no fast trains or subways, whatever.
那时候也没有地铁，也没有什么高速火车。
You've got to physically walk across the bridge.
你自己要靠自己两腿要走过去。
So we had to bring the bags with us.
我们是要手提两个行李。
I remember our whole family walked the bridge, this side of the bridge.
我记得我们当时整个家里在桥的这边。
We had a little bag in our hand.
每个人手里面都提着行李。
We have about 10 Hong Kong dollars in our pocket.
我当时有大概这个口袋里面有
10 Hong Kong dollars. That's about all we had.
这就是我们全部的东西。
And we look across the bridge.
然后我们看着和桥对岸。那就是那个世界。
That's where we want to be.
这就是我们要去的地方。
That's where hope was.
这是我们希望所在。
But you know, hope there over there on the other side was scary too.
希望的同时也是害怕。
I remember my parents walk ahead of us.
我记得当时我的父母走在我们前面。
And I was the youngest. I walked in the back.
所以我当家里最小，所以我走在最后。
As they walk across the bridge, they were scared too.
他们走过桥的时候，他们也心里很害怕。
They don't know what's going on there, but they just know hope with the kids are on the other side.
他们就希望孩子能够在那边能够到那边去。
So they walk fast.
所以他们走得很快。
And then I was left in the back.
所以我在后面溜在后面。
I looked back on the other side.
我就看从后面再看那看那。
I saw all those Hong Kong policemen.
哦，我就看见那些香港的警察。
I'm sorry, some of you from Hong Kong.
哦，我对不起，这里也可能香港来的。
When I look at them, they look like spies to me.
哦，看着他们，我就觉得他们是间谍特务。
They were like, you know, in China, in the old movies, their hairstyles with oils on their hair.
哦，就像那个电影里面那些港台警匪片里面那个头上梳的油光光的。
I said, those are bad people.
哦，这些是坏人。
But they're the place I need to go to.
但是这个地方是我要去的地方。
You know how conflicted in my heart. 所以
你知道我们当时心里面非常矛盾。
I saw them.
啊，我看见。
And yet I need to go that side.
我知道我要去那边。
That was the hope.
这是我们希望所在。
So when my father went farther.
啊，当我父亲走得更远的时候。
I said, I'm so scared. I said, 爸，等我一下。
I said, Daddy, stop and wait for me.
You know, when I was in first landing in Israel, as a shorter mission.
当我第一次到欧洲去参加短宣的时候，
and I saw a lot of students coming out of the airport.
我看见很多学生从机场走出来。
I know they have money.
我知道他们有钱。
But they are just like me.
但是他
with one bag.
但是他和我一样，也是带了一个袋行李。
And they were looking on the boards.
他们看见那个广告牌子
and I see them in groups.
我看见他们一群群
and they were looking.
他们看的
and they obviously looking for the university they want to go to.
他们当然是看自己要去的大学
so I can't stop but help but go and ask them.
但所以我就去问他们
I say where you go.
我就问他们你去哪儿
so they say this university I don't know how to get there.
他们就说啊，就是这样的大学，但是不知道怎么走，怎么去。
And I tried to help them.
我就想帮助他们。
But when I look at them,
但我看着他们的时候
，the time has changed.
时代已经不同了。
The age has changed.
时代已经不同了。
The circumstances has changed.
环境已经不同了。
But when I see through their eyes,
但是我们透过他们心眼睛
，I see myself.
我看见了当时的我自己。
30 years ago.
30年前我自己。
Just like that.
跟我一样。
We see hope.
看见他们眼睛里面流露着希望。
But I don't know what hope was.
但不知道这个希望到底是什么。
I want good life.
我想要一个好的生活。
I don't know which direction I need to go.
但是不知道往哪个方向走。
And I see them.
我看着他们。
As sheep without shepherd.
就像没有牧羊人的走散的羊一样。
Folks,
弟兄姊妹们
I want you to go to Europe.
我希望大家能够到欧洲去
The next time you go to Europe,
下次去欧洲的时候
Don't be just a tourist.
不要只是以一个旅游观光者的身份去
Look at all the Europeans in their eyes.
看请你们盯着每一个欧洲人盯着他们的眼睛看
Look at all the students in their eyes.
看那些留学生看着他们眼睛过
And have compassion.
要看着他们，要怜悯他们。
Because most of them are lost.
因为他们当中的大多数人已经失丧。
This is why Europe.
这就是为什么欧洲是重要的宣教工厂。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, I thank you.
啊，天父，感谢你。
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to share the needs of Europe.
感谢你给我们提供这样一个机会，能够给大家分享欧洲的需要。
Father, I pray that tonight we're not just listening about stories.
神啊，求今天晚上的宣讲并不是只是一个讲故事。
But I pray that you open up our eyes.
求神打开我们的心眼。
So that we can see outside of this church door.
使我们能够透过我们这个教会的门看见教会之外
We can see the people outside of this place.
我们看见教会之外的人
See people in Somerset.
去看见 Somerset 的人
See people in New Jersey.
看见新泽西的人
People in USA.
看见美国的人
People in Europe.
欧洲的人
People everywhere.
各地的人
If they don't know Jesus Christ,
他们很多还不认识耶稣基督
and they're lost.
他们已经失丧。
Pray that we will have compassion.
求神给我们一颗怜悯他们的心。
That we may not just listen, but go.
使我们今天不是在这儿只是听，我们也要去。
As tomorrow we go to the Muslim neighborhood to see.
明天我们要到那个穆斯林的社区。
I pray that you open our eyes.
也求神开我们的眼。
Let us see.
让我们看见。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.